Peter Chung, Chicago. Well, I've been working with Art for over a little over a month now, and he's really helped me a lot on the way I approach the sales game now. he's changed my mindset, basically meaning to really diffuse the pressure from the salespeople, from the sales call, to really become a problem solver and get down to the truth. And an example of how he's helped me was, I was playing that chasing game with a hot prospect of mine who 2 months ago was saying, "Oh, we need this semi-authorization form, semi-contracts, proposals, everything." And long story short was, 2 months later, I'm still calling him every week, twice a week, touching base to see where things were at. And every time I talked to the prospect, it was, "Oh, we're still interested. Why don't you give me a call back next week?" And I kept doing that and kept doing that, and I was getting nowhere. And when I finally talked to Ari and tried a different approach, he said, "Well, why don't you try giving him an out?" Because basically, what was happening was, I think the prospect really didn't want to tell me yes or no, because yes, they weren't ready to make a move on it, and if he told me no, I'm sure he didn't want to hurt my feelings, and I was really putting a lot of pressure on him to give me an answer right away. And so I took the opposite approach, and what I basically said was, "Hey, prospect, I haven't heard from you in some time, and since we haven't, I'm assuming that this is something that we're not going to move forward with, which is perfectly fine. And I just want to know if you're open to providing me some feedback so I can learn how to improve for the next time around when we work on something else in the future." And what I did was I basically gave him an out. I assumed that it was okay. I told him it was okay to tell me no. Because if he would have told me no, I would have been happy with it. It would have taken a lot off my plate, wouldn't have to worry about it, and at least I got down to the truth. Which is really what I really want, is to tell me if it was a no, tell me up front it's a no, so I don't have to keep calling every week. But when I diffuse that pressure from him, the prospect basically replied by saying, No. I'm sorry not for getting back to you, but we've been really busy here, swamped, and sorry for not calling you back." I said, "That's not a problem. What I'm thinking might make sense if we talk about the project again so we can review the proposal to make sure we're identifying your issues, and does that make sense at all to him?" Basically, he replied back saying, "Oh, yes." And I later learned from the appointment we had set a week later was there were some holes in the proposal that we had put together, and his manager didn't want to move forward with it. So the truth really was that, there was just some issues with what we had come up together with to help solve the problems. But I never would have learned that if I would have kept banging and pushing him and pressuring him to give me an answer. Is it a yes or a no? Is it a yes or a no or not? But just by kind of taking a step back and trying to let him open up to what the real problem was, he opened up to me and I learned a lot more, and hopefully I will learn more as I work together with Ari, and I look forward to keep learning. So thanks.